from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Automation in public relations needs to be managed by humans, President Joko Widodo says. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla believes 2019 general election will be safe. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo, while opening the Public Relations National Convention 2018 in State Palace on Monday in Jakarta, stated that technology advancement in the field of public relations can bring automations, but it still needs to be managed by humans. Escorted by Antara News Agency, he said that public relations work cannot fully be carried out by artificial intelligence. They need to be managed by humans, as they are the ones who are capable of deciding how the machines works and the public relations narrations. He believed that the modern industrial revolution provided technological advances that can help and even take over some of the load from the public relations works. He explained that nowadays, they hear about advanced robotics, artificial intelligence, and big data analytics almost every day. These days, he continued, people can easily get reports on media monitoring and analysis of news in an easy and real-time manner. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla admitted that at the current political year up to April 2019, there will be more people talking about politics so that the discussion about economy becomes less attention. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Vice President Yusuf Kalla at the discussion of CEO Forum Embracing Industry 4.0 in Jakarta on Monday said that to enhance economy in Indonesia, the government needs to improve culture in three fields, namely technology ability, entrepreneurship spirit, as well as clean bureaucracy with quick service. He said if Indonesia has the three fields, Indonesian economy will certainly much better than before. Meanwhile, Vice President Yusuf Kalla also appealed to all officials of the Election Supervisory Agency to be independent in conducting their duties, despite having the rights to vote in the upcoming 2019 election. The Vice President reminded that as member of Bawaslu and Supervisory Committee of Bawaslu, the supervisor have to put themselves in a neutral and impartial position so that the implementation of elections in Indonesia will run fairly. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry appreciated mass media which has provided accurate information to people about Indonesian foreign policy for the last 1 year. Various information reported by mass media is rarely criticized by Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry because of good cooperation between journalists and sourcemen at the ministry led by Retno L.P. Marsudi. The key of good cooperation is good communication. It was stated by a spokesperson of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Armanata Kristiawan Nasir, when giving his special remark to RRI World Service after media gathering review and outlook press briefing of the Ministry of Public Relations in Bandung, West Java on Monday.
Kunci dari kerjasama yang baik antara
The key of good cooperation between Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry and mass media is communication. So we must always try to keep communication both formal and informal. For Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry mechanism, we usually has mechanism to review internally for all news after press briefing with media. We recheck it whether it is suitable with what has been stated by the Foreign Affairs Ministry or not.
Moreover, Arman Atanasir emphasized that media gathering review and outlook press briefing of public relation of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry is aimed at increasing good communication between Indonesia Foreign Affairs Ministry and mass media. Arman Atanasir also stressed that all officials at the ministry from minister, spokespersons, director generals, and directors open and ready to welcome journalists from various mass media to communicate and give information related to important issues at the ministry. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, in Jakarta. The Ombudsman has awarded the Indonesian Ministry of Defense the 2018 High Compliance Predicate Award for Public Service Standards with a value of 101. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, the company of Ombudsman Chairman Amzulian Rifai, Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto, presented the award to Defense Minister Riamiza Triakudu at TVRI Auditorium on Monday. The State Institution for Public Service Supervision of the Indonesian Ombudsman this year handed over again the title of the Compliance Survey for Government Agencies Providing Public Services. In the meantime, Ombudsman member Adrianus Meliala remarked that the Compliance Survey of Law No. 25 of 2009 is the main reference for the service providers in improving the quality of public services. The assessment used variables and indicators based on the obligation of public service officials to fulfill the standards components of public service in accordance with Article 15 and Chapter 5 of the Law on Public Services. Indonesia could use China's digital commerce platform to boost its export not only to China but also to other countries. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Indonesian Ambassador to China, Jauhari Oratmangun, when receiving delegation of China-Indonesian discussion on China-Asian relation on Monday, said that if Indonesia wanted to boost export, investment and tourism, Indonesia must have good relation with China as Indonesian main partner. China has an advanced IT and e-commerce. China has contributed the largest number of tourists to the country at 2.5 million and it is expected to reach 3 million in 2018. Indonesian Religious Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin is currently in Saudi Arabia to discuss the importance of improving Hajj facilities in Arafat and Mina areas. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, Lukman Hakim on Monday said that Indonesia will again propose the importance of improving facilities and infrastructures in Arafat and Mina areas. He stated that Arafat and Mina have always had crucial issues in organizing the Hajj. Although improvements continue to be made, a breakthrough is still needed so that pilgrims can be more comfortable and experience solemn while conducting worship. Moreover, the two areas are places for core of the Hajj rituals. He said the tents in Arafat are expected to remain cool, considering that next year's Hajj season will coincide with the peak of summer. Meanwhile, the main issue regarding the Hajj facilities in Mina is the availability of tents and toilets. Saifuddin stated that the Indonesian government has expressed hope that the Saudi government could take steps related to these issues by preparing multi-level tents and adding more toilets. The Coral Reefs Rehabilitation and Management Program, or CORMAP, has, over the past two decades, established four professional certification institutions for those tasked with monitoring coral reefs. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, head of the Oceanography Center at the Indonesian Science Institute LIPI, Dirham Shah on Monday said that currently there are four places for competencies test that can be used to certify staff members, namely the Human Resources Competencies Development Workshop for Oceanography at the Indonesian Science Institute, Diponegoro University, Raja Ali Haji Maritime University, and Samratulangi University. He said the certification institution certified the competence of human resources in charge of monitoring coral reefs and ecosystem under the CORMAP programs and the CoreMaps Coral Triangle Initiative. CoreMap monitoring and measurements show that Indonesia's coral reefs has an area of 25,000 square kilometers, or about 10% of the total coral reefs in the world, which covers 284,300 square kilometers. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. For today's topic is 2018 Indonesian Culture Congress. Indonesia is a country that consists of more than 13,000 islands, 250 ethnicities and various kinds of cultures that are a source of national strength and potential. Thus, the 2018 Indonesian Culture Congress held on December 5th until 9 becomes very important for the influences of foreign cultures that enter without limits through various media. Moreover, the domestic political situation ahead of the 2019 election currently tends to heat up and potentially lead to nation split. It takes thoughts and willingness to accept and respect differences both related to the culture of Indonesian nation and other nations. At the closing of the 2018 Indonesian Culture Congress last Sunday, President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of spirit of tolerance in interacting amid the complexity of today's culture. He urged that interaction in various matters, including word contestation and politics, would result in utterances of jealousy and hatred if not accompanied by tolerance. Therefore, President Joko Widodo took, for example, that at present Indonesia needs a stage of tolerant interaction. Meanwhile, Director General of Culture at the Minister of Education and Culture, Hilmar Farid, said that facing other differences and influences, Indonesian people have to position culture as an inclusive one, because the characteristics of inclusive culture are mutual learning, knowing each other's views and understanding each other and empathizing. So tolerance will arise from understanding instead of doctrine. The 2018 Indonesian Culture Congress is expected to be a significant event to work and produce various ideas for the progress of the Indonesian nation in the future. Naturally, the discussion of cultural strategies that had been going on for 10 days often leads to delays due to various interests. Fortunately, there are points in the cultural strategy agenda that had been successfully formulated at the 2018 Cultural Congress. These points are to provide space for the diversity of cultural expression and encourage cultural interaction to strengthen inclusive culture. This is expected to be a reference in handling and maintaining the sustainability of national culture. Then the result of the Congress become recommendation to be immediately followed by the government as regulator of the Indonesian nation. However, the effectiveness of the cultural strategy agenda does not have to depend on the government alone. The Indonesian people must love and feel proud as part of Indonesian nation. Thus, all stakeholders have to maintain and respect each other and agree on the values of diversity of Indonesian nation in the culture. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with regular segment Today in History, which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with December 11, 1948, UNICEF was founded. On December the 11, 1946, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, was established. Initially, the establishment of the UN organization aimed to raise funds to help European children who were starving and affected by disease after World War II, and providing food, clothing, and medicine for them. Now UNICEF expanding its activities to eradicate poverty, violence, disease, and discrimination against children worldwide. It conducts its activities in more than 150 countries worldwide and is based in New York, the United States. I turn to December 11, 1932. Ali Alatas, the former Minister of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia, passed away. Ali Alatas was born in Jakarta on November 4, 1932. He was an Indonesian diplomat who had served as Minister of Foreign Affairs from 1988 to 1998 for 2 terms. Until his death, he served as the UN Secretary General Special Envoy for Myanmar, the President Special Envoy for the Middle East issue, and the Chair of the Presidential Advisory Council. I'll end with December 11, is designated as the International Mountain Day. International Mountain Day is an opportunity to build awareness about the importance of the mountain for the life through cooperation that has a positive impact on the mountains and the world's highlands. The UN General Assembly has decided December 11, 2003 as the first International Mountain Day. This decision was the success of the implementation of the United Nations International Year of Mountain in 2002, which increased global awareness of the importance of the mountain. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our program, My Indonesia, with the topic Pancasila values must be continually applied in everyday life. President Joko Widodo reminded all elements of the nation not to be careless about guarding Pancasila and applying it to everyday life. The Indonesian nation should not be careless to always guard the Pancasila, the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia, and to ensure that the values of Pancasila continue to be applied in the national life every day. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo when opening the National Chamber of State Defense of the Communication Forum for the Children of Retired TNI Polri, FKPPI, in 2018 at Ragunan Campsite in East Java, as you say, in East Jakarta. As quoted by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo called on all elements of the nation not to provide room for the entry of foreign ideology or import ideology. He urged that the import ideology must not have a place throughout Indonesia, which could then shape the Pancasila and finally it detaps the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. In addition, the president also said that Indonesia must be grateful because for 73 years, Indonesia has continued to unite and move forward, because in Indonesia, which has Pancasila, Diversity is a source of unity, not division. Indonesia has a different ethnicities, customs, religions, tradition, and various regional languages. The interests of the state must be positioned on mutual interests instead of a group or personal interest. Similar statement was expressed by Idam Samawi, a member of the parliament in Yogyakarta last Friday. As quoted by TribuneNews.com, he said that the struggle to maintain the diversity and ideology of Pancasila must also be a joint movement for all Indonesian people. He viewed that the common challenge now is the emotions of those who do not understand the history of the nation and question the existence of Republic of Indonesia based on Pancasila. Idam Samawi also stated that the Indonesian nation has inherited differences. Based on the diversity possessed by the Indonesian people, it is important to always get the best. Idam requested that the Indonesian people must continue to maintain and regard Pancasila ideology as an everyday guidance. The efforts of Indonesian people to obtain independence from foreign occupation must be now filled by building people's lives towards becoming more prosperous. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. President Joko Widodo, while opening the Public Relations National Convention 2018 in the State Palace on Monday in Jakarta, stated that technology advancement in the field of public relations can bring automations, but it still needs to be managed by humans. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla admitted that at the current political year up to April 2019, there will be more people talking about politics, so that the discussion about economy becomes less attention. The Ombudsman has awarded the Indonesian Ministry of Defense the High Compliance Predicate Award for Public Service Standards with the value of 101. Indonesia could use China's digital commerce platforms to boost its export not only to China but also to other countries. Indonesian Religious Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin is currently in Saudi Arabia to discuss the importance of improving Hajj facilities in Arafat and Mina areas. The Coral Reef Rehabilitation and Management Program, or CoreMap, has over the past two decades established four professional certification institutions for those tasked with monitoring coral reefs. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nyuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring information about art, tourism, culinary, and culture. In today's edition, we would like to introduce you about Topeng Ireng Dance, Stajent. Listener, Magelang is one of cities in Central Java province. Talking about Magelang's tourism, we view that Magelang city is famous for some destinations such as Mount Andong and Borobudur Temple. Besides, the city has rich and enchanting local cultures. One of them is Topeng Ireng Dance. Topeng Ireng, or also known as Dayakan, is a traditional art that grows in Magelang Regency, Central Java. Topeng Ireng or Dayakan dance is a new creation of folk dance. The name Topeng Ireng is derived from the words toto, lempeng, irama, and kencang. The word toto means organizing. Lempeng means straight. Irama means rhythm. Meanwhile, kenceng means hard. Therefore, when performing topeng ireng dance, the dancers line up straightly and the dance is accompanied by music with hard and energetic rhythm. Topeng ireng dance is a form of traditional art that integrates Islamic teachings with Indonesian martial art called pencaksilat. No wonder that topeng ireng dance is accompanied by dynamic music and Islamic songs. The topeng ireng dance not only disseminates Islamic teachings, but also portrays the life of rural community on the slope of Mount Merbabu. The rigid movements of the dance symbolize the physical strength of the villagers when fighting against their enemies and adapting with nature in a bid to survive. Topeng Ireng Dance is believed to have developed in the community surrounding the area of Mount Merbabu since the Dutch occupation in Indonesia. During the Dutch occupation, people were prohibited from practicing pencaksilat by the Dutch government, so that the people created innovation of folk dance based on the movements of pencaksilat. The dance was accompanied by Javanese musical instrument called gamelan and Javanese songs. The Javanese songs contain lessons about life and Islamic values. Since then, topeng ireng dance has expanded more. If Muslims build a mosque or prayer room, the dome of the mosque will be paraded by people before being placed. Local people will participate in the parade, and it is enlivened by a dance which is accompanied by tambourine and Islamic songs. The art is later known as topeng ireng. Topeng ireng dance has simple movements, because the most important aspect of this dance is harmony. The more dancers participate in, the more beautiful the collaboration is. The movements of the dance are also adapted from pencaksilat martial art, which has been modified. From time to time, innovation has been carried out in every topeng ireng show. The costumes of the dancers are the most attractive thing from the dance. Colorful feather ornaments that look like the throne of Indian chief tribe embellish the heads of the dancers. Their makeup and costumes also resemble to Indian tribe. Their costumes are featured with tassels and they have bright colors. Meanwhile, for the bottom part, the dancers wear skirt decorated with tassels. In topeng ireng show, there are some musical instruments which enliven the dance, such as gamelan, kendang or a drum-like instrument, bende or a gong-like instrument, flute and tambourine. The flow of the rhythmic music which harmonizes with the movements and the chants of the dancers make topeng ireng dance become more attractive and dynamic. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder about topeng ireng dance. See you on our next segment. Bye for now.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome to Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Belajar Bahasa Indonesia program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Melihat Matahari Terbit di Candi Borobudur, or Seeing the Rising Sun at Borobudur Temple. Next, I will give an example of a conversation entitled Melihat Matahari Terbit di Candi Borobudur or Seeing the Rising Sun at Borobudur Temple. Tony wants to see the sunrise at Borobudur Temple but is afraid of oversleeping, so Tony asks Dinda for tips.
Aku ingin melihat matahari terbit di Candi Borobudur. Katanya bagus. Ada tips buatku?
Ada. Ikut trip dari hotel.
Hotel yang mana?
Hotel yang ada di dalam komplek Candi Borobudur.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to the today's theme, namely melihat matahari terbit di Candi Borobudur. Melihat matahari terbit di Candi Borobudur, which means seeing the rising sun at Borobudur Temple. I will say the words two times and you can repeat after me. Matahari terbit, which means sunrise. Tips, which means tips. Aku ingin melihat matahari terbit di Candi Borobudur. Aku ingin melihat matahari terbit di Candi Borobudur, which means I want to see the sunrise at Candi Borobudur or Borobudur Temple. Katanya bagus, which means they say it's good. Ada tips buatku? Are there any tips for me? Ada. Yes, there is. Ikut trip dari hotel. Take a trip from the hotel. Hotel yang mana? Which hotel? Hotel yang ada di dalam kompleks Candi Borobudur. Hotels that are inside the Borobudur Temple. Complex. Terlambat, which means too late. Aku atau saya, which means I or me. In a conversation between Tony and Dinda, Tony said that Dinda wanted to see the sunrise at Borobudur Temple. Then Tony asked for tips from Dinda and saying, Ada tips buatku, which means any tips for me? You can also ask for tips from someone by saying, Boleh minta tips agar tidak terlambat melihat matahari terbit. Boleh minta tips agar tidak terlambat melihat matahari terbit, which means, may I ask you for tips so that I won't be late to see the sunrise. In the dialogue, you heard a word for buatku or buat aku, which means for me. And it is usually used in a variety of conversation between you and your friends. To talk to someone you respect or older or something like that, it's better to use the word untuk saya, which means also for me. For examples, ada tips untuk saya, which means are there any tips for me? Furthermore, if you want to give tips to others without being asked, you can start by saying aku punya tips untuk kamu, which means I have tips for you. Or, saya punya tips untuk Anda, which means also I have tips for you. Before ending, let's learn Bahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation once more.
Aku ingin melihat matahari terbit di Candi Borobudur. Katanya bagus. Ada tips buatku?
Ada. Ikut trip dari hotel.
Hotel yang mana?
Hotel yang ada di dalam kompleks Candi Borobudur.
Well, that was today's edition of Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, Voice listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today's Music Corner will present you Melayu or Malay songs from Indonesia by Boy Sandy. The first song is Merajut Kasih Yang Hilang, which is in English means The Thing the Lost Love by Boy Sandy. This song is about a lament of someone who left their lover and wants to get their love back. Listener, here is Boy Sandy with the song Merajut Kasih Yang Hilang. That was Merajut Kasih Yang Hilang by Boy Sandy, created by Andrea C. The song is quite sorrowful. Its lyrics depict some deep regret and yearning. This was one of 13 songs included in Boy Sandy's album entitled The Best of Tembang Melayu. The next song is still from Boy Sandy entitled Rayuan Maut or The Deadly Seduction. It's another sorrowful song about disappointment of someone towards their lover who left them for another person. Here is Rayuan Maut. Happy listening.
Tiada bertulang.
You've just listened to the song Rayuan Maut by Boy Sandy. The lyrics are telling about sadness and disappointment. The song is ended by a local proverb, tongue is boundless, the deadly seduction will repeat. Well, listener, to end the segment of Music Corner, let's listen to the last song, Katakanlah Salahku. This song, composed by Wan Parau, is about someone's disappointment after the lover break up with them without apparent reason. They were left confused, wondering what mistake they may have done. Well, listener, here is Katakanlah Salahku by Boy Sandy. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
menemaniku terasa begitu indah tuk dilukiskan. Wow, 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 wow. Seberkas bayangmu tercipta di benakku setelah ku rasakan dalamnya artimu. Oh, oh, dalam detik penuh bahagia telah ku coba tuh resapi satu yang terbaik untuk dirimu kini. Terukir untuk kita jaga di batas bening jiwa yang kita cipta bersama.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.